You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back and we are here live. I'm showing everybody on Facebook Live how we've got a huge crowd here. And now I'm turning it back because you'd much rather look at my next guests. That's right, girls, get in here. You don't need to see me. We're going to interview a couple of students now. I don't even know their names. Honey, I promise you, I don't know these women. I just met them. I swear to God. Now, okay, we've got
Macy Trezanis.
Where are you from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, what a great place.
Oh,
yeah, for some people.
Who are you?
Natalie Anthony.
Yeah, Natalie, and where are you from?
Tampa, Florida.
Oh, you're getting better, at least. I lived in Tampa for a while. I do like Jacksonville. You know why the St. John's River flows north?
Why is that?
Because Georgia sucks. Okay, we've got that out of the way. Yeah, see that?
That's
I got
him. That's a good one.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask each of you probably the same question, but not really.
Okay.
So, Macy, why did you pick to come to the University of Florida?
Because it's the greatest school in the whole wide world.
You're from Jacksonville. You better be saying that stuff. Now, you're an undergraduate real estate student?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can give more than 3 board answers, but that's okay. I don't mind. You're terrific on the Facebook Live feed. We got one other person here, too. Luke, drop in here.
Hey, how you doing at home, all the visitors? Hello?
That's right. That's Luke. Luke, you got to introduce yourself, man.
All right, I'm Luke Duffick. I'm from Boca Raton, third-year finance major. Just got into the combined degree program here at the University of Florida.
And he's one heck of a fisherman. He brings us fish whenever he comes down. Earlier I was talking about how I mentor the students. Luke is the kid who I was telling about who loaded chicken parts. This is a guy I want working on my team. He never gives up. Now, sorry, Natalie, I got to look at the name tags. I'm not looking at, I swear, it's just a name tag. Now, Natalie, tell me why you picked UF.
It's a great school, and I wanted a good education, and I feel like UF accepts a more well-rounded student, and that's why I'm here.
Oh, I'm with this girl. She knows what she's talking about. Julie, don't laugh, or I'm going to have you on next. Julie, will you be on? Oh, high five. Yeah, both of you. I don't mind. Sure. Come on. Okay, so we got Julie. Julie's going to come on, and I don't know who she's got with her, but it'll be fun. Oh, Steve from New York. I'm sorry, man. I'm just going with the student thing here. So now, Luke, why did you pick UF?
It stood out from all the other schools in the state. And I saw their real estate program and knew that it was the school I had to go to from day one.
Now, y'all, you listen to me. I'm only in Orlando, and I'm seeing y'all, and I'm from Miami. Now, Macy, you're an undergraduate, but you decided you wanted to go into real estate. What type of real estate interests you and why?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out. That's why I come to things like this, so I can get immersed and just figure out what part of the industry I want to go into.
You know, that's actually a fabulous answer. That's actually the right answer for right now, because there's absolutely no way you can know anything about real estate except that it's a really interesting... No, I'll tell you. So why did I pick real estate? Okay, I picked real estate because the first A that I got at the University of Florida was in bowling. And I know, I'm the man, right?
Yeah.
They still got the bowling alley at the Union, right?
Definitely the man.
Oh, and then after that, I got my next A was in Asian studies. Still not really getting me anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
So then what I realized was while I couldn't really do accounting like all the accountants and marketing like, well, I guess I can do marketing better than most of the marketing people, but and all the other stuff, what I really liked was that real estate was an integrative practice and really creative and really helped me exploit my knowledge of all the different stuff. How do you think about that, Natalie? And stop, swear to you, I'm just looking at the name tag.
Are you asking me why I chose real estate?
Yeah.
So I want to work in commercial retail. My mom works in commercial retail, so that's how I got into real estate.
What do you mean commercial retail? Your mom is...
My mom works for Kimco Realty.
Oh, I got a ringer. Yeah, no, the Kimco, I know the guys from Kimco. It's a fabulous family. I really like the Coopers, right?
Yeah, Ross Cooper and Ross and Milton. Yeah, Milton's the owner, and then Ross is his grandson.
See how I give you a softball like that?
True.
You're terrific. And, you know, they're doing a great deal up in Hollandale with my friend. Not Cornerstone. No, because they just changed companies. Stuart Meyer. Stuart Meyer and his team are doing the deal with Kimco. right in the Hollywood, Hollywood Station, I think they're calling it, but maybe that's not it. No, Dania.
Mom's on Dania Point. It's a huge project. There's so much stuff going in there. It's crazy.
Tell me a little bit more about Dania Point.
Don't know that much about Dania Point. I just know there's a lot of retail going in there, a lot of shopping centers. I know they're negotiating a lot of leases. I also know there's a lot of problems because it's a huge development project. It's the biggest project Kimco's taken on to date.
Let me tell you what really is what about Dania Point. Dania Point fills a hole. Dania Point is great location. It's got great access and great visibility. They're going to knock it out of the park. Luke, why did you pick real estate, brother?
There's a lot of great aspects of real estate that I really enjoy. I really want to go into brokerage because I enjoy going out of the office and meeting with new people and new clients and just developing deals and creating relationships.
Now you're going to hear me do a little bit of mentorship here. So what you really heard was three different people with three different approaches, with three different personalities, all coming together at the University of Florida. And it really tells you about what I said, is that real estate is really an integrative, actually an art, science. It's really a feel kind of thing. Oh, ED, how you doing? By the way, we have dinner reservations with Fabian if you still want to go. All right, give me the five there. Oh, we're getting famous here. So now, I'm going to ask the best question. Are you guys having fun on the radio?
We are having a blast. Having a blast.
And great time, Jim. Always a pleasure.
All right. See, I know how to get these softball questions going. I'm going to ask everybody one last question, and we're going to go to break, and then we're going to bring back my good friend Julia Augustin. If you could work in one market in Florida, where would you go today? And we'll start with Luke.
I would go to Miami because I just think that it's growing a lot in the recent years, and it's really close to the water, and I can't get away from fishing, Jim.
Yeah, that's okay. I keep trying to get Luke into the Facebook Live shot, but there's no way that I want you instead of these two ladies.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Jim.
All right, now, Macy, where do you think you're going to want to go when you practice real estate?
Jacksonville. It's my hometown. It's developing. There's a lot of opportunity.
100% agree. Jacksonville is one of the hidden treasures in Florida. It's always been undervalued, but they always have good, solid job growth. Luke, go get Julie and Steve over here. And Natalie, we'll finish up with you. Do you want to go back to Tampa or what?
I do want to go back to Tampa. I feel like I know the markets. It's my hometown. There's a lot booming there, a lot going on downtown, a lot going on in Channelside with that new development. It's going to be great stuff.
Yeah, Channelside. Woo, lots of stuff. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay some bills. Then we're going to come back with my good friend, Julie Augustin. We're going to wrap it up here. So, Wanda, take it away. Rock the house.
Right, right. Turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio?